Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today on the show, we're talking about a sequel. And we've had plenty of sequels on Adventures in Odyssey before.
Plenty of sequels? Have we?
Totally. Tons of them.
The only one I can think of is Gifts for Imagine Guy, Part 2. That was part of BTV idolatry in the club.
That just scratches the surface, Bob. Don't forget the Young Wit books. That was a prequel.
Oh, there's Treasure Hunt, which is a sequel to Hold Up. Hank Murray was the villain in both of those.
Oh, yeah, and Clara came back in... That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, and also the Very Best of Friends episode. That was a sequel to Karen.
True. And there was... The Best is Yet to Come, Part 2. That was a sequel to The Best is Yet to Come, Part 1.
I... Yes, sure. But today we're talking about October's Club Adventure Extended Cut. Now, this story serves as a follow-up or sequel to the episode A Day in the Life, which first aired way back in 1991.
In that original episode, Hollywood came to Odyssey to make a movie about the town, and the residents weren't too happy with the results.
Evan David wrote this episode. We usually hear Evan's name connected to the Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip or social media, but this is his first audio script for the program.
Let's hear why he felt like A Day in the Life needed a sequel, and all about the challenges of creating one. Well, this promises to be a fun podcast because we have Evan David back with us in the studio. So welcome, Evan.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
I have to ask, there are hundreds of Adventures in Odyssey episodes that don't have sequels. So why did you decide that this kind of obscure episode from, 1991, why did you think that needed a follow-up?
Well, first, I wouldn't say it's obscure because it's all right. It's just that it is an album cover, of one of our albums. This episode is the focus. But anyway, it was one of my pitches for Elsewhere in Odyssey, because that's kind of one of the goals of Elsewhere in Odyssey, is to pick up on storylines and whatnot that we can build on. And so this was one of my pitches that I gave to the content team. And Marshall was like, you know what? This could be an episode. So they let me take that idea and write it into an audio episode.
I noticed a lot of references to the first episode. It was a beach scene. Marty Scorsberg, the director, Gilbert Pictures. What are some other callbacks that you included?
So I went and I dissected the script from the first one, and I actually then took all the little clues and hints about what the movie was actually about from the first episode, and I actually wrote an outline for the movie. So that way we could reference different things as we move forward. But yeah, as far as referencing the very first one, the Ring Temporal, it was what we decided to name the ring that replaced the Imagination Station. They mentioned that in the first one. It's a time-traveling ring. Rick's name, because that's one of the ones that Heather Shapley, one of the lines that we hear from her in the first one, where she says, oh, Rick, hold me one last time before we part. So we brought Rick back and made him the Eugene character. And then we had two meta references I put in there. Professor Walrus. We never heard Witt's name, or the character for Witt's name, in the first movie, but we decided in this one it's going to be Professor Walrus, because people commented how Witt looked like a walrus in the 90s animated show, which the very first episode, A Day in the Life, was poking fun at, the 90s animated series. And then one more was Connie having a shampoo bottle in the shape of her, where you kind of pop her head off and you put the shampoo in the head. And that was something that Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia, always talked about. She's like, I went to the store one day and there's a shampoo bottle in the shape of my body, and you pop off my head and the shampoo comes out.
Well, your creativity knows no bounds. So Connie and Witt, obvious characters to include, right? Because they were part of the original episode. But why did you choose Jules and Jay to be part of this show?
Well, I thought Jules was an obvious choice, since we're setting this in modern day Odyssey, because she wouldn't have known about the movie necessarily, and it's just an endless playground for her to ridicule her sister. In a fun, loving way, obviously, hopefully. But there was too much fun stuff to be had there. And then Jay came in because of the needs of the story. We needed someone to sneak this convention into town under the radar, and who but Jay would be perfect for that.
Mm-hmm.
Stories always evolve from outline to first draft and then multiple drafts after that. So, Evan, what are some of the things that changed, the more significant changes to your story?
Well, originally Buck and the Meltzners were going to be involved because obviously Eugene was a character in the first movie from the first episode. Right. So Buck was going to be in there joining Jules in the amusement of Connie and Eugene being portrayed in this movie. And that would have been fun, having lots of back and forth there and Eugene's reaction. Like, surely you jest. Like, how could this happen? We could have had a lot of fun there. And then Jay also would have been in there ribbing Jules and Buck about their new relationship that we found out about in album 74. So there's a bunch of stuff in that. And actually, the script is supposed to be about 30 pages. My original draft was like 50 pages. So
Marshall, few things to cut there.
Yes. We had to cut a good bit. And the theme and the messaging were also going to be different because originally the climax was not about Connie realizing that Heather was a three-dimensional person. Originally, it was going to be the dangers of obsession with the fans who were going too far in their fervor for the town and the movie. And they would start wrecking stuff or invading people's personal privacy. That was the original idea. But then we obviously, through edits and drafts, we altered it to this. And I like this one better anyway.
See, let me follow up on that, because when you hear the episode, that kind of commentary on fan culture, it's in there. Maybe it's not as overt as maybe as you initially intended, but it definitely feels like you're trying to say something about fan culture. Because again, you just kind of see it when you watch the news or see what's happening out there in the culture, that fans get a little obsessive and a little out of control, don't they?
Yes.
And not Odyssey fans.
No, of course.
No, we love the Odyssey fans. Yeah,
never,
exactly.
Never. Yeah. But the message of the obsessive fandom, it's still there a little bit because the fans are expecting Connie to be a certain way just because of how the character based on her is in the movie. Mm-hmm. And that's where the focus of the theme really comes from in how the episode currently is, where it's you lose the nuance when you boil somebody down to you are this character in this movie. So you have fans treating Whit and Connie like that, and then you have Connie treating Heather like that, and Jay too, where they, you know, you are defined by this one attribute. You know, if you're a character in a movie, oh, you're the funny character. Mm. Oh, you're the serious character. But everyone has funny and serious sides, and we lose that when we just focus on that one thing.
That's a good point. Yeah, I noticed that a lot of times when Jesse and I are seen here on campus, apart from one another, people don't really recognize us because they think, wait, where's your other half?
Right. Yeah.
Where's Jesse? Exactly. Yeah. Where's Bob? Yeah.
And I'm supposed to be the funny one, right?
Exactly.
Of course.
No. On any given day. Right. Well, this script was unusual in that several scenes were cut before production, but still recorded. That doesn't always happen. Tell us about those.
Well, so one of them was Connie calling Eugene. And again, I wanted to include Eugene somehow, some way, since he was a main focus of the first episode. And so we recorded this one. We didn't know if we would have enough room or a time or if it would fit well, but the scene was, I guess, good enough that we're like, okay, let's just record it. We'll find something to do with it.
It's in the club.
Yes. And we're going to hear from that in a second. Another scene that was recorded, and I think there was one or two of these, where I actually wrote out a couple of scenes from the movie that the characters would be watching. So originally, those were going to get a couple of seconds of their own for the audience to listen to and hear part of the movie. But now I think they're just in the background at the convention. So we have them, but they're used in a different way.
Well, you hinted that we're going to hear a scene, so let's set one up. I think this is one of the scenes with Connie, so yeah, explain sort of where it would have fit in the episode, and then I guess also, you know, why was it cut?
Yeah, so this is that scene I was talking about with Connie and Eugene, and it was cut for time, I believe, and also it just broke the flow of the drama, but this would be right before Jules and Whit drag Connie in to watch the movie. She's on the convention floor. She calls up Eugene to tell him what's going on because he's not there, and so we get to hear a little bit of this conversation.
Yes, Eugene, it's a whole convention. I know! And apparently, all the added romantic scenes are between my character and yours. Yeah, does this sound like something I would jest about? Exactly! I am filled with consternation, too, I think. Anyway, look, I just wanted to let you know what was going on, okay? Just be glad you're not here. No, No, there is no escape now. It's too late for me. I gotta go, Eugene. This is gonna be painful. Bye.
So a fun scene, but not critical to the storytelling and maybe a bit random, which leads us to our latest
TRQ.
Totally random question submitted by a listener.
Nice segue.
Yeah, thank you. Jules' number one fan asks, now you got to unpack this one a little bit. We chose this one specifically for you.
Okay.
If you had to own 500 of a certain kind of animal that is not a pet, what would it be?
Oh, my goodness. That is a totally random question.
So the assumption is you have no choice. You must own 500 of this creature.
Hmm.
It says animal, but let's just broaden it a little bit.
But not a pet animal.
Not a pet.
Well,
what would it be?
I'm going to say a fish probably, like the dory fish. I think it's a blue tang.
Uh-huh.
Or clams if they have pearls in them.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, Jules' number one fan. Thanks for the stimulating question.
Yeah. Now, you took the same sort of idea and put it into an Elsewhere in Odyssey comic, but the comic tells a different story than this episode. So talk about that and why you took that approach.
Well, it's nice to be able to be in charge of the Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strip and at the same time writing this, because then I can be like, you know what? Let's do a tie-in with these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had shown that outline for the movie that I wrote. I showed it to Marshall and he's like, we should do this as a comic. So currently in the club, you can go see the Day in the Life movie. It's a 6-strip comic series where you're basically just watching the movie that Whit and Connie and Jules are watching in the episode. So you can see what actually happens in this movie. What's it about? Who are the characters?
Ah, very fun.
Okay, so what other episodes from 32 years ago need a sequel?
All of them, Bob. But yeah, we did take This is Chad Pearson, which is an earlier episode where Connie gets a date with a Hollywood star, and we did a sequel to that in Bite Size Adventures.
Right.
And so, like I said, a lot of the brainstorming from Elsewhere in Odyssey and Bite Size Adventures comes from, okay, what stories can we tell that the audio series cannot? Because either we've lost the voice actors or the audio show doesn't have the story real estate to handle these things. And so what can we take and build on or flesh out that hasn't been explored that people might find interesting? And so most of my ideas for Elsewhere in Odyssey and that is, what sequels can we do to these stories that haven't been told? So Nick Grant came out of that. This came out of that. And we have a lot more ideas as well. One thing I'd love to see, and maybe in a audio show instead of a comic, is I'd like to check in on Whit's daughter, Jenny. We've seen Monty come back as a Secret Service agent.
Mm-hmm.
But Jenny, she's set up as a prodigy, a child genius, you know, on the level of Eugene. And so it'd be interesting to see what she's doing nowadays. I'd love to hear that story.
A lot of ideas and an increasing number of platforms to explore them, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, thanks for being with us today. And thanks for being over the cubicle wall, working hard and coming up with new ways for fans to get excited about the characters and the storylines.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
You can hear Extended Cut in the club right now.
And you can hear a preview right here.
This month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club, some surprise visitors come to Wit's End.
Look, it's John Whittaker!
Whoa. Wow. Wait, what? Who?
The real-life professor!
Oh, Connie Kendall's with him. Can this day get any better?
An old film has been rediscovered.
A Day in the Life?
The movie they made about Odyssey.
John Whittaker, over here! Hey, can I get a selfie with you? Oh, and then I want some ice cream.
You'll have to get in line.
Prepare to get starstruck this month on the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
You can also find all the Elsewhere in Odyssey comic strips in the club. As Evan mentioned, we're in the middle of a series where Whit, Connie, and Jules watch the Day in the Life movie. If you've ever wondered how that movie turned out from that episode 32 years ago, your long wait is over.
I'll be checking that out. But before we go, don't forget that the first episode of Album 75, The Best Is Yet to Come, releases this weekend on the radio and online. It's called As Far As It Depends on Me.
We'd better hear a preview of that one, too.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey, the Bassetts get an unexpected phone call.
My name is Elizabeth Trask.
I had a friend whose last name was Trask.
I'm his sister. Benjamin died in prison almost a month ago.
And when Penny and Wooten go to Dr. Trask's house?
You're one of the riffraff who framed my son.
Did Penny just walk into enemy territory? Find out next time on Adventures in Odyssey.
New episodes release on the radio and online every Saturday from now until November 11th. We'll be unpacking this album over the next few podcasts. Find links to listen online or locate a radio station near you on our website.
And of course, you can hear the whole album in the club on CD or as a digital download.
We have links to all three at adventuresinodyssey.com. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast. A presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or email questions@adventuresinodyssey.com. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.
Adventures in Odyssey has taken generations of children on an exciting journey, all the while sharing biblical principles and activating their imaginations. Now, in 2024, we'll be airing our 1,000th episode. To celebrate, we're inviting every member of the Odyssey family to join us for one grand party. This spectacular two-day event is packed with fun and excitement for Adventures in Odyssey fans of every age. Partygoers will enjoy an unmatched, immersive experience into the town of Odyssey. Meet and greets with cast and crew, Q&A sessions, trivia contests, and more. The party is topped off with a live episode recording starring fan favorite characters. It's all happening on August 2nd and 3rd in beautiful Colorado Springs, Colorado. Tickets for One Grand Party are going fast. Learn more at onegrandparty.com.